Good morning. My guest this morning is Karen Ahn. She is the communications manager for Food for Thought. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. First off, what does the communications manager do? I suppose at least some of it is what you're doing right now.
Exactly. Well, I deal with a lot of the written communication, with e-newsletters, with getting the word out to the community about the work the Food for Thought does, about the fundraisers that we hold, doing things on the website, things like that. Publications,
great.
The printed word, all that
you
kind of stuff.
You guys do it very well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you saying that.
We are talking about the 21st annual Western Sonoma County Spring Home and Garden Tour on May the 29th.
Yes.
So how does that work?
Yes, and it's quite a mouthful for the title.
Really?
So, it really is. But we're so happy to offer it. This is our 21st year offering this tour. And what happens is a lot of really wonderful properties around Western Sonoma County open their doors and they let the public take these really great self-guided tours. So, for example, this year we have the Woodstock Estate, which is Charles Schultz's first Sonoma County home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and when you go on the property, it is just delightful. It's there's a four-hole golf course on it. It's nestled among all these coastal redwoods, some of which are over 100 years old. They had a Bay Area artist come in and do all these carvings from fallen trees. So you'll see Peanuts characters around, or you'll see like a mama grizzly bear and her cub. And then you can see the studio where Charles Schultz actually drew the peanut strip too.
I take it this is not a house that's not a residence anymore.
It actually is.
It is.
A really wonderful family, the Rogers family, currently owns it, and they do an amazing job of upkeeping it. But they're
great.
Yeah, it is really great, and they're just really generous, and they wanted to benefit Food for Thought, and they thought that other Sonoma County residents should get a chance to look at it.
Well, I remember Sparky very well,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure he would love this use for his place.
Yeah, I'm really excited for people to see this one. And that's just one of many properties that we've got going on. There's also Western Hills Garden, which I know is a really beloved landmark for a lot of Sonoma County residents. And I believe that it was really brought back from some hard times through the love of its volunteers and the garden manager and its current owners. And it's just flourishing now. And it's this Zen paradise when you walk in with, there's 34 bridges, there's all these miles of runnels, they have, you know, neighborhood cats who have taken up residence, and just these gorgeous, incredible flowers and these beautiful ponds and western pond turtles. It's just amazing.
What a perfect time to have this. I mean, people are in the midst of rearranging their gardens and taking out one section, putting in another section. But it's just a fount of ideas, isn't it?
Absolutely. Are you a gardener yourself?
Some.
Uh-huh.
What is the renovated Tudor Revival home?
Oh, well, that one is really, really cute. So this couple bought a Tudor Revival right in the heart of downtown Sebastopol. And I believe it was first owned by Noble Starr. He was a president of one of the first banks in Sebastopol.
Uh-huh.
So you can really see there's all these really gorgeous, luxurious touches from the house when it was built pre-Depression. And, you know, it's got like mahogany moldings and all these really nice little details around the house. And then this couple just bought it and really renovated the garden. They just, you know, tore out all the dead lawn. They put up all these beautiful hedges for privacy.
Oh, wow.
These wonderful succulents. They have a great modern art collection, and they just graciously agreed to put it on the tour and let us all come by and take a look at the hard work they've done.
We're almost out of time, but I'll mention myself that additionally there is a working permaculture garden that's going to get some people's ears lighting up.
Yes, they should definitely come and see that and take the tour for that one. Yes.
Great. Okay, Karen, thank you very much for coming in. And I'd like to just do a blanket thank you to Food for Thought for all the incredible work that you do and have done for all these years.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for your support and letting us come on and talk about the garden
sure.
tour.
Let's tell people once again that this is the 21st annual Western Sonoma County Spring Home and Garden Tour, May 29th. For information, fftfoodbank.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.